you got a Bible tonight, please, would you look with us to the book of the Revelation, chapter 1. Just want to read a few verses out of this first chapter of the book of Revelation. And I pray that the Lord will help us for just a few minutes. I just want to be in my place and do that the Lord would be pleased with. I appreciate these from Pleasant Hill being here with us again tonight. There's been somebody from the church every meeting, and I'm very honored for that. I appreciate you coming to be with us and coming to help us. And I do love and appreciate the church at Pleasant Hill. Appreciate my wife getting to be with us again tonight. Thankful she's here. Some others that we've pastored in the past, I'm thankful they're here with us as well. I just appreciate you being at the Lord's house. If you're here and you're lost, I'm glad you're here. You're in the best place a lost person can be. Amen. Gathered together with the church and folks that's praying for you and folks that loves you and a God that sent his son to die for you. I'm going to do my best to tell you about him if the Lord would help me for just a few minutes. And I'd love for you to leave here saved tonight with your heart sealed and knowing for sure where your eternity lies, that you can know for a surety that you've passed from death unto life. And I hope that the Lord will speak to your heart tonight. Would you please pray for us, reading out of this first chapter of the book of Revelation. Now, I'm going to start reading, I think, maybe in the 10th verse and skip these first few verses and pick up here in the 10th verse. The Bible says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna and unto Pergamos and unto Thyatira and unto Sardis and unto Philadelphia and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one likened unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the pape with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes was a flame of fire, and his feet likened to fine brass, and as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun that shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write these things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars of the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. That's as far as I read tonight out of the Word of God. And just had this little thought on my mind and on my heart. Last night I preached about the blood of Christ and how the blood was shed upon the cross of Calvary. And thank God for the blood, and thank God for the old rugged cross where that Jesus died for my sins and for your sins and for the sins of all those that would believe. I believe the Bible says in Romans chapter 4 that he was delivered for our offenses, but he was raised for our justification. I think that's right tonight. But I'm thinking here about the Lord Jesus Christ and something that he said when he was talking about himself unto John. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I want to say tonight that I serve a risen Savior. And I want to declare unto you tonight that Jesus is alive. And he's alive and doing well. Hey, before that.
threat of the foundation of the world. John writes that he was in the beginning. The word was in the beginning. Is that not right? The beginning, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, is what the Bible says. Another place, Jesus, talking about himself, said that Abraham, rejoiced to see his day and longed to see him, and he saw him. And some of the others looked at him and said, "Hey, you're not even yet 50 years old. How sayest thou that Abraham saw thee?" And he said, "Before Abraham was, I am." Praise the Lord tonight. So he was in the beginning, before the world was. He was in the beginning when that the Lord said, "Let us make man in our image." Praise the Lord. I'm glad that our Savior, Jesus Christ, was in the beginning. You see, he was made manifest unto you and I when he put on a robe of flesh and he came and was born of the Virgin Mary. And he walked some 33.5 years on this in this earth. Went about doing miracles and doing all these wonderful works. But from the time that he was born in Bethlehem, there was always a cross ahead of him. There was always death that he knew he was going to have to die for you and for me. They took him and crucified him. And this may be an Easter message, Brother William. You can preach it again in a couple of weeks. But they took him and they nailed him on the cross of Calvary. After they had whipped him and scourged him and all the things, they tried him under these mock trials, and they found no fault in him. They scourged him and they whipped him and they placed a crown of thorns upon his brow, and they mocked him, they spit upon him, they slapped him and buffeted him and smote him with a rod, and all these terrible things that he went through. They put that a purple cloth around him, and the Bible said they bowed down before him and they mocked him openly, and then he was placed with that cross upon his back, and he bore it up to Golgotha's hill, and when he got up there, they nailed him to the cross of Calvary, hung him up in an open shame between heaven and earth. You see, they thought they were doing a service. They thought they were destroying him. But what they didn't know was what the disciples couldn't remember. He made this statement: "If I be lifted up as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness," he said, "I'll draw all men unto me." And he hung on the cross of Calvary, and he suffered and he died. And from the sixth to the ninth hour, the Bible said, that darkness covered the entire earth. It was darkness everywhere. As the light, his Father had turned his back upon the sin that he had become on your behalf and on my behalf. For the Bible said, he hath made him sin who knew no sin. Oh, listen, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He hung on the cross of Calvary, and the Bible said that as he hung there, one of the last things he said was, my Father, why hast thou forsaken me?" As the Father turned his back upon his Son hanging on the cross of Calvary for the sinfulness that he had to hang, he was paying the price for me and for you. And the Bible said, listen to me, I want you to understand something. He is life tonight. Is that not right? I want to tell you something else. They really couldn't kill him, though they probably wanted to. Crucified him, beat him, whipped him, but all the things that he'd done, but he's hanging upon that cross, and the agony of his soul, as our sins are placed upon him, he hangs there in open shame, and he's a bleeding. Now the psalmist had said that there wouldn't be a bone of his body broken. So they're coming around, and they're fisting to break their legs, so they would hang off and suffocate and go ahead and die. But when they got to the Lord, right before that, he had He laid down his life willingly for me and for you. The Bible said to come to him and saw that he was dead. So they took a spear and they thrust it in his side. And forthwith came forth out of the water and the blood. And it came out upon the ground, and they knew that he was dead. And they went and begged for his body. Some Joseph there, of Arimathea, I believe it was, come and begged for his body and took it down upon the, off the cross and took it to a tomb that had never been used before. And they placed our Savior's body down in that tomb. And some of them said, we heard this man say, I'll destroy this temple and in 3 days I'll build it back. We're afraid his disciples are going to come in and steal his body away. So the Bible said, he said, make it as sure as you can. And he put his sealing upon it. And they shut up the door and put those soldiers there to guard his tomb. Oh, listen this evening. The Jews, the Pharisees, done all they can do to keep him in the grave. Oh, listen. That of the Roman Empire done everything they could do to keep him in the grave. Death laid hold on him and done everything it could do to hold him in the grave. And the one glorious Sunday morning, oh, praise the Lord this evening, they come up to the tomb and the stone was rolled back and his body was not there. And Mary and Joanna and Mary Magdalene and some other women came with spices to anoint his body. And they got there and they couldn't find him. And two men appeared in shining garments. And they said, why seek ye the living among the dead? For he is not here. He is risen. Praise the Lord. And they tried to hold him. Death tried to hold him down. But he had no power over him. God raised him from the dead. Yeah. Amen. 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 And somebody says, what's that got to do with me? Everything. Amen. If you want to get saved tonight, in the book of Romans chapter 10, I believe the Apostle Paul said, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. Oh, listen this morning, this evening, there's some things we have to do. We have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and believe that God has raised him from the dead. I want to see with the mouth, I confess in this way, and with the heart, you believe the Savior. And that's how a fellow or a girl or a young man, that's how we get saved tonight. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe that God raised him from the dead. We believe he died for us and he rose for us. Oh, bless his holy name. He was the first fruits of those that were risen this evening.
Amen.
Amen. Now see, there were some amazing things that happened in those 3 days that compassed all of eternity in just this little time span here. As the Lord was hanging upon the cross, you know, the Bible said when the darkness covered the earth, there was a great earthquake took place when they gave up the ghost. And the Bible said there was some dead folks come walking out of the grave. And the Bible said that there was a veil in the temple there that was between where that the regular sacrifices took place and the holiest of holies was. They could only go in there one time a year, that being the high priest. I preached on that a little bit last night. If I've read that thing right, this big a separation. The veil that hung there, I think I've read it was 6 inches thick. I'd have to go back and study on that again. But nonetheless, the Bible said that veil was rent from the top to the bottom, letting you and I know that because of Jesus, we've got the ability to bypass the earthly high priest and go straight to our heavenly high priest this evening. He is sufficient tonight. Amen. The Bible says one time one of his friends named Lazarus was dying. He was sick unto death. And the Bible said that they sent word unto him that Lazarus, your friend's dying. And the Bible said that he tarried. And he wasn't getting in no hurry. And his disciples were marveled, you know, that he tarried. And they come to him and said, Lord, don't we need to go where Lazarus is at? He said, hey, Lazarus is sleeping. And they said, well, he must be doing better, you know. And the Bible said Jesus spoke plainly to him and said, Lazarus is dead. But we're going over there anyway. So they come walking up there 4 days after he had died. Bed done had the funeral. The mourners were still there crying. And everybody was sad, you know. And he come walking up. And Mary said, oh, Lord, if you'd have just been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Oh, listen, I wish you was here. I believe if you'd ask God, he'd give you whatever you ask. And the Bible said, Jesus said, do you believe Lazarus will live again? He said, well, I know he'll live again in the last day.
Yeah.
On the resurrection.
Yeah.
Jesus looked at her and said, I am the resurrection.
Yeah.
Incorruption. This old mortal body, it's like old Lazarus had to get out of them grave clothes. I got to get out of this body of death. The Bible says in 1 John, it doth not yet appear what shall be.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
For we know that when he comes, we're going to see him like he is.
Amen.
Now, if we're going to see him like he is, we're going to have to body, have a body like him.
That's right.
Ain't that right? Yeah. Flesh and blood, this old wicked, vile body y'all got on me, cannot inherit the kingdom of God. But I've got a new body coming.
Yeah.
Like me, the Son of God.
Thank you, Lord.
I'll be clothed in his righteousness. I'll put on that white robe. Body one day after a while.
Amen.
You know, Brother Rusty that goes down to New Bethany. Share this and all. Brother Rusty was in the Navy and he got sent over to somewhere in Iraq and Saudi Arabia. I forgot what area it was, but he was in the ocean. He said he was in the ocean out there on that ship for close to a year. I forgot the number of days he was there. He knows it down to the hour, just nearly how long he was on that boat. He said, all you smelled was a diesel fuel, you know, and you didn't get to see anything, and there was no sights to behold. And he said one day they're coming back home. They'd been called to come back home, you know, and he said when they was coming up, I think he said the line of sight at sea is about 6 miles. And he said about 6 miles out, they started seeing some lights just barely there over the horizon.
Yeah.
Barely picking up. They started seeing some lights. And there's a heading towards New York. And he said, when they were going up through there, they got to about, maybe it was a mile out, they started smelling things. They could smell flowers. They could smell the trees. They could smell the food of cooking. And they're all getting excited. And they got down there pretty close to the shore. And all those Navy men, they had to put on their white Navy uniforms. And every one of them were standing at attention, just like this, all the way around that great Navy boat. I forgot the thousands of men that were on that boat. But he said right there close to where they dock, they had to go real slow because it was dangerous. There's rocks on the bottom. There's all kind of dangers. But they got up there real close to the edge, and the towboat picked them up. They couldn't make it anymore on their own. So the towboat pushed them up there to the dock. And he said, I'm standing there, and there's thousands of people. There's a big sign, and it says, welcome home. Everybody's waving at them and hollering. He said, out of that great big number, he said, I saw my mama standing there waving at me, saying, come on home. Come on home. Praise the Lord tonight. One of these blessed days, I'm going to rise at home. Bless the Lord. It might get a little rough before I get out of here. Oh, but when it comes time to make the docking, I'll have a eternity, I'll get to bow down at the resurrection's feet and praise him like I really want to right now. I'll worship him like he deserves. The Bible said that we that are redeemed, we've got a new song to sing. Ain't that right? Didn't John also see a number that no man could number gathered around the throne? And the Bible said they were all clothed in white. And the elder looked at John and said, John, who are these? And whence come they? And John said, thou knowest. And the elder said, these are they that have come through great tribulation. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. How about you, Brother William? When John saw that number, I was somewhere in there. Bless the Lord tonight. These are they that have come through great tribulation, and they've made their robes white in the blood of the Lamb, and they're gathered around the throne of God day and night, singing praises unto the Lamb. Amen. Amen. Oh, Buddha's got a grave in COVID. So does Muhammad. So does all these other false religions. You can go see the tomb where they say they laid him, but if you look in there, it's empty because he came out. We've got something different than everybody else's God. Our Lord resurrected from the cross, said in the night. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father. Making intercession. If you're here tonight and you never had part of the resurrection, what's that? When you come down to the Lord and die out to what you are, turn your life over to God. He'll put a new creature in you. What I think happens, you have you take part in the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord.
Amen.
I may take this out of context, but I'm going to say, blessed are they that have part in the first resurrection. Because second death has no power.
Amen.
If I'm out of context, you better make context. I've had part of the resurrection. I've been in God's rules.
Amen.
Because of that, I'm going to lay this somebody down.
Exactly.
I'm going to lay it down. I don't know. We've argued about it some other time. I'll be at rest in the Lord, or I'm going to go straight to heaven. Either way, the Bible said to be absent from this body, present with the Lord. That's the part I'm sure. Glad I know the resurrection. Let me read this one more place. Come on, brother. Denver, you get your verse invitation, Brother William. You can stand with us. I think I got a marker in it. But if I don't, I'll find it in a minute. The Bible said that, talking about this, I said that quote part this a while ago, that if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Listen to this. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him.
Yeah.
Now listen to this next verse. This is very important. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm part of the whosoever. I sure didn't deserve it. I don't earn it. But whosoever would can be saved. And I believed in my heart. And I confessed with my mouth. And the Lord saved me. And I had part in the resurrection. Praise the Lord tonight. I'm glad I'm saved. Above everything else I've got in this life, I'm glad that I'm saved. Pray. I could shout for an hour if I had the strength. I'm glad I've had part of the resurrection. I'm glad I'm born again. And I got even better news for you. If you haven't had part in the resurrection, and God's a dealing with your heart, you'd have part of it tonight. Somebody said, yeah, but I'm a sinner. I don't believe like you do. I don't care what you believe and what you've done. If you'll come down here and confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you'll be saved tonight.
Amen.
All things will pass away, and all things will become new. I believe that tonight. The Lord will wipe your slate and give you a clean start. Amen. What did Brother Cook always say? Just get to the cross, turn right, stay straight. He also said it's all over going to count. You get to the cross and turn right and stay straight, he said you'll be all right. I'm here to give the Lord to that. Lord, straighten your life up. Give you a brand new way of walking and make all the difference. And you have part in the resurrection. I find it hard to believe that to the day Lazarus laid down his body, that somebody come to him and said, you ever been resurrected? You better believe it. I come out of a grave clothes on. And they loose when I was alive.
Amen.
I went down and walked on that, and I got resurrected.
Amen.
And it's real. It's just real. It feels like my body can hardly hold me in right now.
Yeah.
I got chill bumps. Thank you. put your head in the head.